Dr. Leek, members of the International Sponsoring Committee, ladies and gentlemen, it's true that I have promised to give my temporal bones, but it's also true that I told them they're going to have to wait a long time to get it. Dr. Page and a few others of you have heard me tell a true story that on a similar occasion, not too long ago, I was accompanied by one of my daughters, Barbara, who was 17. She was seated alongside of me as I was being introduced in a similarly exaggerated manner. Not recognizing much of it, Barbara leaned over and nudged me with her elbow, and she whispered, she said, "Daddy, is he talking about you?" And I said, "Well, I think so." And as only teenagers can do, she shrugged her shoulders, raised her hands, and says, "Big deal." Although I am almost literally out of breath, having just arrived back in this country last evening after rather intensive travel in Europe, I am glad that my schedule worked out all right so that I got to the church on time. It's a real pleasure to be with you today at this important and significant meeting. The past decade has brought us an ever faster rate of progress in all areas of medicine. Certainly one of the major chapters in that story involves...
All hex broken loose. Let's check in with that meeting later, where he was just getting started. He was just getting started. All hex broken loose on Radio Valencia. The Revolutionaries right there. Doing it to it. That was Mauser 9mm auto. That was off the 1976 revival dub Roots. An expansive, fiery track from Charles Gale, Milford Graves, William Parker, E1 off of the Weebo record, W-E-B-O. Jackie Mitu, rocking sensation off of The Keyboard King. That was the 12-inch from The Mighty 2, The Villain, the B-side. Those last two, actually three of those were records I purchased last weekend. The Revolutionaries, Jackie Mitu, and Mighty 2. Let's check in. What's happening here?
Third, in this anxious era of congressional committees, subcommittees, and inquiries,
that's right. I queued up a little something, a little dreamy. We're going to have a little dreamy section. Because we had the fire, the rage. Now we're going to dream out for a little bit. This is RadioValencia.fm.
You know, Sir Charles, in London 2 days ago, one of the young registrars with whom I was making rounds at Guy's Hospital commented on a headline in a newspaper of the day before in which he said, "You know, you chaps over there have got some of those politicians that they think that all you have to do is find a problem and let them pass a law and it'll solve it." And when I agreed that this was true, he says, "Well, we have those over here too." But most important, this luncheon and this day-long symposium are being attended by many of the pioneers, leaders, and experts in the related fields of psychiatry and tranquilizer therapy. This morning, we heard some of them discuss various aspects of anxiety and tranquilizers medically.
I'm being followed and pursued by something.
And I could feel that there was somebody behind.
I was running and I was being chased.
I'm running down the street, into a house, through the house.
Down the stairs.
Out the back.
And I was being chased.
Faster and faster.
And I ran for all I was worth.
My clothes were dragging me back.
I was running away.
I was running.
And I ran.
So I run along the corridor and I run up the stairs. I keep running up these stairs and round the corner. I sometimes run down the stairs into the corridor and I keep running and running and running.
My legs wouldn't go quick enough. I couldn't get my breath to call out.
I was running away. I was running very, very fast. Somehow I couldn't stop running.
I was running and I fell over the mountain.
And there was a crocodile chasing me.
I was running.
And there was a crocodile chasing me. I swam as fast as I could to get away from the crocodile. And the crocodile suddenly changed into a lion, and then that changed into a tiger.
The animals really, I suppose, don't mean to chase me, but because I'm frightened and I run, they follow me up.
So I run along the corridor and I run up the stairs.
And some great monstrous shape walks towards me in the corridor.
And I run up the stairs.
My legs wouldn't go quick enough.
And I keep running and running and running, running and running and running.
Up a big slope. And my legs wouldn't go quick enough.
I was running and I was being chased.
There was somebody after me, chasing me up a big slope.
And I keep running and running and running, running and running and running.
I couldn't get my breath to call out.
So I run along the corridor and I run up the stairs.
And some great monstrous shape walks towards me in the corridor.
I'm running down the street, into a house, through the house, out the back, over there, somebody. I never see anybody. I know there's somebody behind me, probably, but I never see them.
It's neither a man or a woman. It's just an enormous black shape. It's just a mass. A mass of something, matter, coming towards me. A great, big, monstrous-looking mass, not a shape, just filling up the corridor. But it's neither a man or a woman. It's just an enormous black shape in the corridor, filling up the corridor.
It's a crocodile chasing me.
I was running away.
As I ran faster, I seemed to battle against it even more. My clothes were dragging me back. My clothes were dragging me back.
I was running very, very fast. Somehow I couldn't stop running.
Next month, when the United States...
I was running away.
My legs wouldn't go quick enough.
And I ran up the stairs. The stairs are wide and stone.
Fired the largest payroll
institutional stairs. I keep running up these stairs and round the corner. I can't go right to the top. I just hide round the second corner, hoping no one will see me. And then if I hear somebody, I sometimes run down the stairs into the corridor. And all the time, this terrible fear that I'm only in my white liberty bodice. Only in my liberty bodice. I'm being followed and pursued by
Robinson wastes no time and goes to work. sky. Listen to the rhythm of the canyon as it calls you. Can you hear the canyon call with a sigh? I still have my life. Something's wrong inside. It's just that Sunday morning song. Flashing in my eyes for all to see. Sunday morning song. Take me on to sleep and I'll be free. Wishing by the river at the bottom of the canyon for the river, it should be for the floor. Say the dance for Dolly and a jolly good time to the man at the canyon door. I still have my life. Something's wrong inside. It's just that sunny morning song. Flashing in my eyes for all to see. Sunny morning song. Take me all to sleep and I'll be free.
Say the dance for Dolly and a jolly good time to the man at the canyon. lights just set. Sunday morning song. Flashing by eyes for all to see. Sunday morning song. Take me on to sea, but I'll be free.
Concert with others. There were power groups, foreign and domestic, LD. Tempted by war, disciplined by a hard and bitter peace, proud of our ancient heritage, and unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed, and to which we are committed today at home and around the world. I'm Thomas, and I look to
the fields of red. I'm going down to the fields of green. to the weathered world to see, see, see. I'm going down to the waters of white. I'm going down to the sea. Grow in the grass by the sea. I'm going down to the woods of green. I'm going down to the fields. To the waters of white that grow and glow by the sea. To the fields of fans and red and blue and green. By the sea, by the woods, and there's bends, and there's flowers, and there's waters of white. By the sea, yellow sea.
All Hex Broken Loose. I told you things were going to get spacey and dreamy. I told you. I gave you advance notice. I hope you were... I hope you were seated. Or supine. That's the right word. Not lupine. That's fine, too. It's totally fine. What are we talking about? We were talking about Charlotte Gainsbourg, her cover of Hey Joe. It took me a long time to find that 45. Finally I did, obviously. There it is. That's from the Antichrist soundtrack. Or is it from Nymphomaniac? I don't know. It's one of those. Linda Watkins, a beautiful song off of the Poetry Out Loud series, Volume 6, Down to the Sea. Dreamies did Program 10. That's, what's his name? Bill, I was going to say Bill Doss, R.I.P. Although he had a very similar vibe. That's Bill Doss was from Olivia Tremor Control. Dreamies is Bill Host. What is his name? Anyways, why am I... Bill Holt, thank you. Like Holt, Holt's the planets. Dreamies, and then Delia Derbyshire running off of the BBC recorded Dreams. Beautiful. Loved it. So, we're wrapping up. Nowhere in particular. We'll be up shortly, 15 minutes or so. We're going to play a song from maybe the last mostly good Donovan album. That'd be Cosmic Wheels. And the Cosmic Wheels is the title track. We're not going to play Intergalactic Laxative, which is also on there. But we are going to play, like I said, Cosmic Wheels. All Hex Broken Loose on Radio Valencia. .fm. There's that sound again. Okay. I might check in before the end, but maybe not. We'll see. This has been a good one. Talk to you soon.
On Mars. That's why I'm stumbling down the highway on my boots of steel. I should be rolling down the skyway on my cosmic wheels. Cosmic wheels. Cosmic. In the present position of the planet, it's impossible for me to say. Just when I find my course again, with these boulders in my way, I should be rolling down the skyway on my cosmic wheels. Instead of stumbling down this highway on my boots of steel. Cosmic wheels. Cosmic wheels. Cosmic wheels. Steel.
day marvels with his planets and his stars, creating havoc through my life, through his influence on Mars. That's why I'm stumbling down the highway on my boots of steel. I should be ruling
jogar no chão meu corpo inteiro. Ah, ah, eu vou morar no centro da cidade. Ah, ah, eu não conheço nem minha cidade. Ah, ah, mas eu vou vencer. Quero a realidade. Ah, ah, eu sei ganhar dinheiro de verdade. Ah, ah, se eu não morrer até o fim do ano. Ah, ah, emprego capital a todo pano. Ah, ah, se eu não morrer. E se Deus quiser, aí eu vou parar e vou olhar a vida que eu não vi. Coisas como amor e as coisas claras como a luz do sol e o tempo que eu perdi. Dinheiro, ah, ah, até jogar no chão meu corpo inteiro. Ah, ah, eu vou morar no centro da cidade. Ah, ah, eu não conheço nem minha cidade. Ah, ah, mas eu vou vencer. Se eu não morrer. E se Deus quiser, aí eu vou parar e vou olhar a vida que eu não vi. E as coisas claras como a luz do sol e o tempo que eu perdi. Corro por dinheiro, ah, ah, até jogar no chão meu corpo inteiro. Ah, ah, eu vou morar no centro da cidade. Ah, ah, eu não conheço nem minha cidade. Ah, ah, mas eu vou vencer. Se eu não morrer, mas eu vou vencer.
Gone so long, oh, I wonder where. bound, oh, I wonder where. Is it gambling, man? I wonder where the poor man's gone. Gambler, gambler, all night long, till the break of day.
Oh, yeah!
Got up from the table and it threw its cards away. And I wonder where.
Here's a gambling
man, and I wonder where the poor boy gone so long. Oh, I wonder where.
Here's a gambling
man, and I wonder where the poor man's gone. The gambler said to his friend, come and let's walk again.
Oh, yeah.
Get him sick, I feel awful bad. Take me home as quick as you can. And I wonder where.
Here's a gambling
man. And I wonder where the poor boy's gone so long. And I wonder where.
Here's a gambling
man. Where?
Wonder where the poor man's gone.
Mother, she came a running. She began to scream and cry.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, have mercy on my child. I believe he's gone to die. And I wonder where.
Here's a gambling man.
Well, I wonder where the poor boy gone so long. Oh, I wonder where.
Fragment from his first
symphony. But in Ives' hands, it's quite another story, joined on as it is to another quoted fragment from, of all things, America the Beautiful.